When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can a toy be haunted, let alone cause harm to anyone who comes into contact with it or views its image? With seemingly unknown origins, but possessing an energy that radiates pure evil, the item, specifically the doll that we will be discussing today, is rumored to be able to not only affect people who come into contact with it in the flesh, but to even have the ability to reach you through the screens of your device. So if this is something you fear, a risk you potentially don't want to take, then I highly suggest you find another video to watch. This is the untold story of Peggy the doll and the malevolent presence that surrounds it. If you enjoy my content, then I know you'll enjoy a very similar style over at The Missing Chapter. This video was made possible by Bob Hicks and his amazing research and studio, which I used while visiting. Every case is unique and covered in an incredible style that makes the channel fantastic. So please, take a few moments to go and check out his content. There is only so much information available on this particular case. All information has been researched using a variety of sources, including books, websites, and first-hand accounts. Please be aware that some names have been changed to protect the identity of those involved, and with such little information found, I have done my best to form the most cohesive story possible. I would also like to warn you that supposedly, viewing photos of Peggy or videos have caused distress, physical issues, and more. Shrouded in mysterious allure, the toy known as Peggy the Doll is said to house an otherworldly essence that radiates a profound feeling of evil. Intertwined with chilling terrors that have ensnared the collective curiosity of the public, believed to be in a perpetual state of unrest, it has captivated the minds of many since its initial discovery, now 9 years ago. The true origin of Peggy is unknown, but the world became aware of its existence in 2015. This very year, a woman who wishes for her identity to remain anonymous, had been out at a local garage sale in her area in search of something cool to take home at a fair price. As she perused the various bins sat upon tables, seeing if anything interested her, out of the corner of her eye, she spotted an adorable-looking doll with blonde hair, beaded blue eyes, and a small white dress adorning her. Feeling some kind of pull towards the doll, and feeling as if she would enjoy the presence of a new companion, she quickly purchased the toy that in due time she would start calling Peggy. But almost as soon as Peggy entered her life and was placed inside of her home, strange things began to happen. The woman began to have horrendous nightmares every single night, ones that were so bad that when she woke up, she'd be laying in a pool of her own sweat, unable to catch her breath. Day after day, the increasingly ominous empty gaze of Peggy stared into her soul, slowly but surely increasing her anxiety. And night after night, these horrendous nightmares would continue to induce terror. In a short period of time, the persistent force made the air so thick that you could cut it with a knife. Roughly 3 weeks upon the purchase of the doll and the start of the nightmares, the woman dreaded inevitably falling asleep each night. She had also come to the personal conclusion that something was indeed very wrong with Peggy. Each night, in her nightmares, she was being pursued by some kind of entity that for the longest time she was unable to see. And yet each night's sleep would mirror the last, and each one, the story, seemed to progress. Upon drifting off into dreamland, she would find herself back in the same terrifying circumstances in which she had been in previously, and what she saw was truly disturbing. Slowly, the entity that pursued her, which at first was masked by darkness, began to reveal itself. It formed a figure, the figure of a doll, and over time, the doll began to become a hideous amalgamation between that of a doll and an old woman, a grotesque monstrosity, one that would leave her shaking in utter distress. This shook this poor lady to her core, especially since she had never experienced anything like this before. Believing this to be a manifestation of evil, she tried various methods to quell the abyss that seemed to take such great interest in her. After Peggy entered her life, she tried moving the doll to various spots within her home, but that didn't seem to work. She consulted two priests at two different churches, both of which, whose blessings, didn't seem to work. If anything, this seemed to make the circumstances so much worse. Peggy began to move around on her own, and in conjunction with this, she began breaking multiple items within the home as well. She finally, out of desperation, moved Peggy into her shed, hoping that with the doll being outside of the home, that her torment would cease. This, however, failed, and if anything, seemed to anger whatever entity was present. Seemingly exhausting all known options at the time, and out of desperation, and hours of research, she found and emailed someone who she believed would be equipped to help her and or figure out just what was taking place. A renowned British paranormal investigator, a woman by the name of Jane Harris, who ran the organization Haunted Dolls. After a brief correspondence, Harris agreed to accept Peggy the doll, so it was placed in the post and mailed to her. But as the doll made its long journey to Harris's residence, little did she know that she too would become one of the entity's victims. The doll would arrive in a tan box upon Harris's doorstep roughly 3 weeks later. When she brought the box inside of her home, as soon as her foot crossed the threshold, she would later say that it was as if the whole energy seemed to shift within her house. As she unboxed the toy and presented it to the first rays of light it had seen in nearly a month, she almost immediately began the induction process. She set aside a space for Peggy and attempted to establish a baseline to see if anything abnormal seemed to be coming from the doll. Placing her within a glass stand, her and several of her colleagues began to set up night vision cameras, digital cameras, and motion detectors. After this was done, they examined it with an EMF meter, but nothing at first seemed to be odd about the doll, other than the feeling Harris had upon bringing it into her home. They left the doll for an overnight examination to see if any of their cameras or motion detectors picked up on anything, but after the first night, they would discover nothing. Despite the lack of findings, the team's protocol would dictate that the next step would be to bring in several mediums to try and see if they felt anything in regards to the object. This, however, takes time and schedule, so in the meantime, it would have to essentially sit on the back burner. It was now November of 2015, and approximately 6 weeks after Peggy the doll had arrived on the doorsteps of Jane Harris. Strangely, almost out of the blue, because she wasn't known to have issues like these before, Jane was suddenly hit with an unyielding, debilitating fatigue. Barely able to move, she remained bedridden for roughly 2 weeks, and that's when her body began to be racked with horrible migraines, accompanied with nausea. This would cause her to not only put a pause on her normal paranormal works, but she was also unable to care for her two young children. Despite getting 8 to 9 hours of solid sleep a night, plus naps due to the exhaustion, and suffering for several weeks, Harris's condition was not improving. Three doctors had ran all sorts of tests, and yet nothing was coming back abnormal. Blood tests ruled out thyroid issues. She had no signs of anemia or any other kind of illness for that matter. Left with no other explanation, Jane had to consider the possibility, since it was the only factor that had recently changed in her life, that perhaps her ailed state was a result of the presence of Peggy the doll. Wanting an outside opinion, she decided to contact a friend and clairvoyant whom she had worked with on other cases, a medium named Patricia Redman. On November 13th, roughly a week after being asked, Patricia would agree to take and examine Peggy, and for the first time in over a month, Jane slowly but surely began to feel better. She wasn't drained of energy. Her constant migraines and nausea were gone, and her skin, which had taken quite the gray tone since she had fallen ill, began to go back to normal. Redman would have the doll for approximately 3 weeks and agreed to return it to Harris, but not before casting a spell of protection upon it, in hopes that if the doll was affecting her, that it would no longer bother her during her studies. Her conclusion, and strangely, what would become the conclusion of three other psychics over the course of the investigation, was that Peggy contained the spirit of a woman from London, England. It is thought that she is possessed by the spirit of a woman born in 1946 in London's Holland Park, who died of a chest-related condition, possibly an asthma attack. The readings would further uncover that the woman was persecuted and had a very hard life, that she disliked clowns and cats, and that she died horribly and alone of asphyxiation, cold, and by herself. Could this perhaps be why she was so angry in death, and why did she inhabit the doll to begin with? These questions perhaps will never be answered, or have yet to be uncovered. During the course of the investigation, through her social media for haunted dolls, Jane began to post updates regarding Peggy the doll, as she would with any of the items or other objects the group would be involved with. The photos and videos of Peggy began to draw visceral reactions from those who viewed them, in conjunction with strange manifestations of the paranormal. And not just a handful of people over the years. Hundreds have poured in, leading most to believe that there has to be some kind of correlation. These experiences people have had range from horrible headaches, anxiety, and nausea, to shortness of breath, abnormal heartbeat, and more. With others, their computers freezing upon the image of Peggy, light bulbs exploding, and in one instance, a candle falling over and causing a small fire. These are just some of the comments that have been said upon viewing the images and videos. Upon viewing the doll, I had a full-blown asthma attack, which hasn't occurred in almost a decade, R. Tromans. I've had a migraine and palpitations since seeing your doll. Please contact me, J. Claire. This is so strange. Can dogs and cats sense evil? Since I opened the photo of that doll, my little terrier, Molly, has been snarling and growling at the screen. I'm a bit freaked out. J. Carlton. One woman, upon viewing an image of Peggy, had a dream that some kind of figure was chasing her cat and eventually caught it as it was running up to her door. Upon waking up and going to check on her beloved pet, after not finding it within her home, she checked her front door and found the cat no longer alive, as if it had been mauled. Eventually, the doll would find a new home at the Haunted Museum, owned by controversial paranormal investigator Zach Bagans. Here she resides in her own space, in a glass display, where people continue to experience strange feelings and occurrences as a result of being within her presence. But before we go, this case to me poses several questions which I'd like to address. First of which, if we take things at face value, if Peggy was possessed, why would the spirit choose to inhabit a doll, and then also cause so much torment? I found that if a spirit is restless and angry in life, then odds are they become lost souls when they die. They may seek something to inhabit that will allow them to gain access to people and/or their homes, to which they can take out their frustration. just like people, which they were, if they're evil or angry in life, odds are they will be in death as well. Were the nightmares the result of an overactive imagination? It is pretty well known that some entities like to infiltrate dreams. Why this is a thing is uncertain, perhaps to cause distress in which they can feed upon. And what about the physical ailments? This perhaps could have been a coincidence if it hadn't affected so many people over the years, or so they claim. The odds that so many people would express physical issues or strange manifestations as a result of seeing or being in contact with the doll is indeed odd. And lastly, was it even a human spirit inhabiting the vessel at all, or perhaps something inhuman? These questions and more, of course, will likely never be able to answer, which leaves this case shrouded in yet more mystery. So if you find yourself being pulled towards a particular item, unless you are vastly experienced, you may want to give its allure a second thought, because this calling could potentially open up a nightmarish world of torment, harassment, and terror. Thank you guys so much for watching this new video. Please don't forget to give it a like, a share, and subscribe if you're new here. I did also want to say, if I missed a question or if you have your own question or thoughts, please leave me a comment down below. There are multiple things in the works, including several new videos, so as always, your patience is greatly appreciated. I did also want to thank the sponsor of today's video and remind you guys to please go check out The Missing Chapter, which I'm linking down below. Bob helped me out so much with this video, and I can't thank him enough. And other than that, until next time, guys, this has been Cody here at Mystery Archives. I love you all, and please, remember to stay safe out there, and take care. I'll see you next time.